Welcome to Coping with Ghosting, the podcast that provides hope, healing, and understanding for anyone who has been ghosted in any walk of life. I'm your host, Greta, and in this special episode, I'm interviewing musical artists who have written songs about being ghosted. My first guest is Gustavo Zaia, a Brazilian singer-songwriter currently based in Massachusetts, United States. With a repertoire spanning pop and Brazilian pop music, Gustavo captivates audiences with his emotionally resonant music, offering a vulnerable glimpse into his own life experiences, which creates authentic connections with his listeners. You'll recognize Gustavo's work from the intro and outro of this podcast, and I'll play the full version of the song Ghosted for you. Gustavo, welcome to the podcast. This is long overdue.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. I would love to begin with the story of your being ghosted. What happened?
Yeah, absolutely. So just to give you a little bit of a background, I come from a very conservative background. So I didn't start dating until I was 26. As a gay man, I was part of this non-inclusive evangelical church where I really wanted to change my sexuality. And so for 26 years old, for 26 years of my life, I didn't date at all. And I was fresh out of the closet, trying to date, find people. And I was hit pretty hard at first because it was, I think, my first actual date, official date. And I was so excited. It was during the summer in Massachusetts, in Boston, Massachusetts. We went to a park. And I was like, this is amazing. This guy seems so fun and attentive. We had really a beautiful talk. It felt very light and fun. And then we went on another date together, and it felt similarly. We were just having a good time. And then after that, I texted him. I was like, hey, when are we meeting again? I loved our time together. I saw that he read my message, but he never answered. And I even texted again. I was like, hey, is everything okay? Did I say anything wrong? I was 26 years old. I had this childlike wonder and just like believing that everybody would be so nice to me. I had that like kind of like that innocence. And he never answered. And that crushed my world. So that was when I was writing songs. And that's when I started therapy as well, because I felt that deep rejection. And also I felt that something was wrong with me. I felt like I said something wrong in one of our meetings, in one of our dates. And that was the reason that man that I thought was great didn't text me back. So I had some friends over, some co-writers, my friend Andrew Padilla and Julie Lee. And I told them that story. I was like, guys, I think I've been ghosted. And then as I said it, they were like, me too. And then we all shared our stories. It was this moment of like deep connection between us, because it was kind of similar. And then the underlying feelings amongst all of us was that, did we say something wrong? Why did you leave me on red? You know, and that was the process of writing the song. Yeah.
Wow. Like, I got chills. I'm so sorry that happened to you and that you went through that, especially because it was your first two dates ever. Oh my gosh, yeah. That hurts my heart. When people disrespect you to that level, it can be extraordinarily painful. And yet you turned it around and you made art out of it. And that's what's so powerful and beautiful. And let's play the song Ghosted.
It was a midsummer day, walking down at a park, when I opened my heart to you. found myself in your eyes, and I can't tell you why, but I felt really hard for you. I thought it was mutual, something beautiful, but I guess I played the fool. Out of my dreams, but I woke up to see the truth. Maybe fairy tales lie, I couldn't see your disguise. It was already too late for you. I was delusional, but if truth be told, I set myself up to
so many people compliment the song and say that it really resonated with them and that they had to listen to it over and over again because they just felt so connected to it. And it was their anthem of strength.
Yeah. Yeah. And the song, I really hope people listen until the end because the song starts off with our shared feelings. I think people that have been ghosted definitely felt that that was a good date. You felt good. We felt that this person, this other person, was a beautiful person, and we didn't think anything was wrong with it. You know, the song in the beginning says, "I thought it was mutual, something beautiful," mm-hmm. And then, but I guess I played the fool. Writing the song with my friends, it was a very healing moment for us because we were, you know, sharing our experiences, how we felt, the rejection we felt, the idea that something was wrong with us and not with them. And so we wanted to share that. So we did it. But I told them, guys, we need to bring resolution to this. We also need to bring healing and empowerment to this. So that's when I wrote the bridge that says, "I'm gonna get some peace of mind. I'm going to move on with my life. I'm going to love myself tonight. I'm going to be all right." And then the last chorus, people, just stay for the last chorus. "You're just a ghost to me. Get out and let me be. You're just a memory. I'm choosing to set me free. No regrets. No matter what I have said, I'm going to get you out of my head. You're just a ghost to me. You're just a ghost to me. No regrets, no matter what I have said." I think that's like the line that hits me the most, because I thought I said something wrong. That was the reason why he read the message and never responded. But actually, I'm not going to be cruel to myself anymore. I'm going to love myself instead. I'm going to love myself into healing. So this is people need to stay until the end to fully feel the song and understand the song. That is a song of, yeah, we're going to process all of that, the pain, the rejection, but also we will find empowerment in the midst of our troubles, of our rejection, of everything, of our trauma. We can find empowerment towards healing.
That really hit the nail on the head. You just said it so well.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you're feeling down about being ghosted, it's important to share what's going on with somebody who can listen with an empathetic ear and provide compassionate support. I can't even begin to tell you the amount of times where, after being ghosted, I'd go to a friend or a family member, and I know they meant well, but they would say things like, just move on, or just get over it, or this happens to everyone, just accept it. And for me, it was not that easy. Because being ghosted was one of the most devastating things that happened to me, I was in a lot of pain in my mind and in my body. Going to therapy really changed all that around. My therapist helped me move toward a more secure attachment style. She helped me with my self-esteem and learn how to cope with all the anxiety that I was experiencing in relationships and even outside of relationships after being ghosted. Because it really did hurt me. Being in therapy was like one of the most healing things that I did. And I seriously love therapy. So that's why I'm excited to tell you about today's sponsor, BetterHelp. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist who is trained to listen and give you helpful, unbiased advice. First, you go to their site. You can use my link, betterhelp.com/copingwithghosting. You answer a few questions and BetterHelp will match you to a professional who has years of experience helping people with struggles similar to yours. You can do it all from your phone or computer, via phone call, video chat, or messaging, however you feel the most comfortable. And really, it's the easiest way possible to start talking to a therapist. You'll be matched to a therapist usually within 48 hours, so you can get started fast. Let BetterHelp connect you to a therapist who can support you, all from the comfort of your own home. Visit betterhelp.com/copingwithghosting. That's better H-E-L-P. Or choose Coping with Ghosting during sign up and enjoy a discount on your first month. Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring my podcast.
Your story brings up a really good point, which is that no matter how long you spent with your ghost, whether you only went on one date or two dates or even three dates, it can still be an incredibly painful experience to be ghosted. And I have been ghosted after one date, and I thought that I had a great connection with this person. I thought, oh, wow, this could be it, but apparently not. And I was wrong. And it's really confusing. They don't know how to communicate that this isn't what they want. And that's on them. That's not on us.
Yep. Absolutely. I feel like when I started dating and then first experiencing the relationship apps, I started going on multiple dates with other people. And I remember having lots of first dates that felt really good. And it felt mutual, like the song says. It feels mutual, this thing here. But it had never followed up, but like in a very weird way, because I think people could be nicer and just like, hey, I don't think it worked for me, and can text me back and just say that. But in a very immature way, not responding and ghosting me. And I felt rejection, feelings like I don't have what it takes. Maybe the problem is with me. What's wrong with me? And then I had to bring that to therapy, you know? Mm-hmm. And it was a very interesting journey of self-love and discovering who I am and what I like. And like you said, bringing the power back to yourself, bring the power back to yourself. And I think writing songs for me is that therapy also, where I can actually put in words, bring that outside of myself as a way of healing. I find that very amusing and very important to me to write, to journal as a way of loving myself mm-hmm. out of that place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear you. Taking the things that have really hurt us and transmuting them, changing them, taking our pain and turning it into a purpose, making art. That's really
making a podcast.
Yeah, exactly. It's a wonderful thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so interesting because the guy that produced the song is also another writer of the song with me, Andrew okay. Padilla. And in the production of the song, he wanted to do something more ghosty. If you hear the song, you know, the first chorus, the first verse of the song, my voice is in this like old speaker.
Yes.
I don't know how to say that. But the whole idea is to bring that feeling of, you know, a ghost town, something that's old.
It's fuzzy in the beginning. It's like, brow, brow. Yeah. It's like static a little bit.
Yes. It also has this nostalgic feel in the song that was very intentional. I wanted to have this word ghost and ghosted and to have the song have that feel of like something there's nostalgic, something that happened in the past.
Yeah. What is your message of hope for people who are healing after being ghosted? What do you have to say to the listeners who are maybe in a similar situation to you, or maybe they had a different type of relationship. Maybe it was even a friendship, but they're still just in the beginning of their road to recovery.
My message to people that have been ghosted in relationships, romantic and in friendship, is that it's an invitation of a journey to self, a journey like this inner journey where you can meet yourself and be that friend and be that lover for yourself first. And I think it was also an invitation for you to go to dive deeper into deeper layers of who you are. I think we are this beautiful universe to be discovered. And I think situations where we feel rejection and where we feel that we don't have what it takes, where we feel like there's something wrong with us, is actually an invitation for you to dive deeper inside your traumas, dive deeper inside the struggle, and then find the gold and find the treasure that lies deep within you. And I love this because I'm on this journey, and I think this journey is a forever journey of knowing yourself and falling in love with yourself. And I'm passionate about that, and I will die on that mountain where I will love myself. And I'm trying to read the song again because I'm going to love myself tonight. I will be all right. You will be all right. And that's my message of self-love. It's an exciting journey. It's painful, but it is rewarding. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your music is excellent, and I encourage everyone to go listen to it. How can listeners hear you, see you live, get in touch with you?
Yeah, you can see me I'm on Spotify as Gustavo Zaya. I have other songs there. And I'm on Instagram as well as Gustavo Zaya. I just moved from New York to Massachusetts. I'm here for a healing season. I'm excited for that journey here. And I'm probably going to be doing some shows here. And I will definitely post that on my Instagram account. You can follow me there. Love to have you guys come to one of my events.
And I'll put links to all of that in the show notes. Thank you so much for coming on the show and for sharing your story and what's on your heart with our listeners.
Thank you for having me. It was definitely an amazing experience.
My pleasure. There are many songs about ghosting out there, and one of my favorites is called Talk to Me. I even had the pleasure of briefly appearing on the music video, and I have the recording artist with me here today. Please share a little bit about yourself with listeners.
Sure. Hi, Greta. It's really nice for me to be here with you. Thank you very much for inviting me. Let me introduce myself a little bit. My name is Marie Prat, and I am a singer-songwriter from Barcelona, Spain. My passion is the music, and that's the reason I write songs. Mostly of them are part of the learnings that I've got from experiences that I had in my life. So that's the reason I write songs, and I also sing them. And they are all in my Spotify and YouTube. You can listen to them. And of course, the music videos, as you said, you are appearing in one of them now. And so that's me.
It was so much fun to do that. Please share about your song, Talk to Me. I would love to hear the meaning of the song and the story of your being ghosted.
The song's main intention is to fight against ghosting, to be a voice for all the survivors who have experienced ghosting in silence. I think it's a fact that society doesn't talk about it. And by making a song about it, I would like to raise my voice to say, hey, there's a reality here that is hurting people and it needs to be stopped. We've seen that silence won't stop it. Let's talk about it instead, don't you think? And the more I talk about it, the more I find people with similar experiences who haven't yet overcome it. And the more I realize that talking about it helps me also to move forward. And finally, I think that it's important to break that cycle of silence and pain so that we can heal together.
I agree with you. What exactly happened? What is your ghost story that inspired the song Talk to Me?
I was ghosted many, many, many years ago, back when it didn't even have a name. It was just disappearing. I call it, he disappeared from my life totally. We used to exchange messages for a couple of years, and we both trained at the same gym. And we were messaging for a couple of years, met up sometimes, but then suddenly one day we kissed. And since then, I haven't heard from him again to this day. So he stopped responding me all the messages, calls, and I never heard from him again. It was so shocking. I didn't know what was happening. I started reviewing all our conversations to see what I might have said that could have upset him, just trying to understand. And in fact, there is a line in my song that I said, I was rereading your messages, all of what we went through. And that's the meaning of this sentence of my song. For me, the hardest part was the not understanding. And on the other side, what helped me to overcome, it was realizing that his disappearance had nothing to do with me, but with him. Actually, you did a post today. I read with like so many that something like the ghosting is not personal, something like that. Like
being this. Ghosted is not personal.
Exactly. And it was really the same meaning that I wanted to express here. I thought I finally understood that he couldn't express his feelings or emotions, and that's why he left without a word. That's why there is that repetitive chorus on my song of talk to me, talk, talk to me. Because through talking, I think that the other person understands. And also both parties start from the same point. Because otherwise, there is a part that starts first, who is the ghost, the healing, I mean, and the other part that starts, for example, a month later, because you are just keeping on waiting there. And that's my story with ghosting or disappearing. Now we have a name to call it.
Thank you so much for sharing that story and for making an incredible song about what happened to you. I think a lot of people will love the song. It's so catchy and they will definitely relate to the experience.
Let's listen to Talk to Me.
Talk to me, talk, talk to me, talk to me, talk, talk to me, talk to me, talk, talk to me, say something. You're just a ghost being so insecure, evading your thoughts. And I'm the boy's other woman whose heart you lost. I guess you'd say that doing it this way was even the best. Let me say it and choose by yourself what is feeling the best on my chest. There are many minds singing this song.
This song.
There are many ways to stay so long.
Why do you feel passionate about stopping ghosting?
Since I was ghosted, it's something that hasn't stopped growing in society. It's present in couple relationships, increasingly so with dating apps like Tinder. But now it's even appearing in professional life, in labor, when the company doesn't answer you back. We've become used to thinking that silence means no, and that's not true, or not in all the cases. And also because, as I say in my song, there are so many minds singing this song. There are so many minds singing this song. So I think there are enough survivors fighting for healing. And I think that by talking, by stopping ghosting, we can protect next people, next survivors, next generations too. So that's why I feel so passionate about stopping ghosting, because I think it's a really important matter.
How can people who ghost stop this behavior?
That's a really interesting question. I thought a lot about it. In my opinion, it's really simple. The best way is to think and find some examples of expressing your emotions and decide which one you want to use. Because the problem, the main problem of ghosting, I think it's that the ghost doesn't know how to express their emotions. So maybe you can just make a list of different sentences that express what you are feeling on that moment. And I can give you one example that I use. That is, I'm not feeling the way I should be feeling to continue dating with you, but it's been a pleasure to meet you. And for me, that gives me closure.
Perfect. Yeah, it's really simple. Use your words. There's a lot of examples of how not to ghost on the internet, of how to end a relationship, of breakup scripts and ending friendship scripts and how to quit your job scripts. And all you need to do is find them and use the I statements and just deliver it gently. And it's infinitely better and kinder than ghosting. And I feel really strongly about this too. And I will be creating episodes for ghosts to teach them on how not to ghost in all walks of life, because I find it's important. And I also empathize with the ghosts because it is hard to have really challenging conversations. You never know how people are going to react. And sometimes it can feel really scary. So I want to empower people with how to use your words in a way that is relatively kind when you're doing something that might not feel so nice to the other person.
Yeah, totally agree.
What is your message of hope for people who are healing after being ghosted?
I really love this question, actually. And I will keep this answer or my answer really short and simple to remind it, because the most important thing here, I think, it's to remind it and to say to you every day. The fact that they ghosted you has nothing to do with you. It's just they don't know how to express their feelings. So it has to do with them. It's not about you, but about them.
Exactly. Thank you. Is there anything else that you'd like to share about ghosting or being ghosted with the listeners?
If you suspect that you are being ghosted, don't wait for several months or weeks to start healing. It's your life too. It's your time. And I think it's very unfair for them to steal part of your time by keeping you waiting. So just start being healing as soon as you can. Because I've read a lot of cases that, oh, my ghost is coming back to me now, is talking to me, it's saying I did it wrong. Can we just have another try? I would say that if they come back, my advice personally is don't let them back into your life, because they will do it again. And let me explain myself. The issue, as we have been told in this conversation, is they don't know exactly how to express their feelings. So until they learn how to do that, they will repeat it again, again, and again. So if the ghost is coming back to your life, but he didn't had the time to know how to express, they may repeat their behavior. As I say in my song, you don't choose by yourself what is feeling the best on my chest. So don't let them choosing for you.
Can you explain that?
Yeah. Choose by yourself the ending you would like to have, to be fine with yourself. Don't let them choosing this kind of ending of your relationship, keeping you there waiting. try to, it's super difficult. I know it. But try to choose by yourself an ending that it's fine for you, that it's good for you. And so if you need to talk and your ghost disappeared, so you cannot talk to him, but for you to heal, you need to talk. Put a chair in the middle of your bedroom or in the middle of your living room and just say whatever you need to say. That's what I wanted to say by don't let them choosing for you, but choose you. Do what you need to do to keep going on with your life.
Brilliant. Imagining that your ghost is sitting in a chair in front of you and telling them off is an extremely healing tool. I absolutely love that. Have a conversation with them, get it all out, yell at the chair. That's very soothing.
Yeah, I did it on the therapy. And so that's why I know it.
Yeah. Alternatively, if yelling at a chair is not your thing, you can also write a letter to your ghost in a notebook, journal, piece of paper, say what you want to say there, and then tear it up after.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give it to your ghost, but tear it up, please. Burn it.
Exactly. Burn Don't it send your ghost.
Yeah. So
choose your way of closing.
Mm-hmm.
Because you need it. I need it, a closing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we keep on going there, keep on waiting. So you have to act.
How can listeners find your music or get in touch with you?
You can find me on Instagram. It is Marie Prat Music. Also in Spotify, Marie Prat. With double T, you can listen to all my songs. You can watch the music videos in my YouTube channel, Marie Prat also. You can see Greta on my last music video. And also Deezer, Tidal, Amazon Music, Apple Music, in all digital platforms, you can listen to my music. Even if you Google Marie Prat, you are going to find information about me. Because I've participated in some international music festivals. So you are going to be able to find information about me.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much, Greta, for inviting me. It's been a pleasure.
It's been wonderful.
And listeners, I encourage you to become part of my vibrant Coping with Ghosting community. Follow Coping with Ghosting on social media, join the free and private Coping with Ghosting Facebook support group, and share this podcast with anyone you know who's been ghosted. I'd also really appreciate it if you could please leave a rating and review for the show. Your feedback helps spread a message of hope. Finally, be sure to remember, when you're ghosted, you have more time to connect with yourself and people who have stellar communication skills. You deserve the best. You just deserve-